You can be your biggest critic or your biggest supporter. And I tell you,
yeah,
the critic isn't going to get you fucking anywhere. It's really not. How is that? Like, everybody's been that asshole to themselves before. Yeah. Everybody has. And where did that get you? Feeling like shit, sad, depressed, lonely, anxious. Doesn't take you anywhere good.
Welcome to Cut the Crap with Beth and Matt, the world's number one no bullshit health and fitness podcast.
Are you ready to cut the crap with your diet and exercise, get strong as fuck, and build a healthy relationship with food? Then you've come to the right place.
Let's go. If you'd like to support us in the podcast, join our Patreon, where you get exclusive content, which consists of monthly workouts you can do at home or at the gym, monthly challenges that are either strength, habit, or mindset based, and access to over 100 plus low-calorie, high-protein, family-friendly meals. These are all designed by a professional chef who is certified in nutrition. These recipes are already in my Fitness Pal for easy fucking tracking. New recipes are also added each week.
We believe that fitness is for everyone, so this is our way of getting you started on your health and fitness journey at a price most everyone can afford. So what the fuck are you waiting for? We'll see you in the Patreon.
What is up, everybody?
I'm Ancy. How are you?
Did you say
Antsy? I am Antsy. Well, I have my speaking event this weekend. Not this weekend, but next Monday week. And Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in the fucking thick of my thoughts, my anxiety. I'm like, so that's where I'm at right now. So I have to kind of like pace around. It's hard to sit for me at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. You're just occupied with that.
I'm in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel going into it?
I feel pretty confident. I'm actually excited. I think my thing is I've never done this before. So it's a whole new thing than making videos. So I don't know. I'm struggling with like a crowd in front of me. I know that when I'm in front of people, I get really nervous. And sometimes I'm an emotional person, especially because this means a lot to me. So I feel like I probably will cry. Mm-hmm. I do that when I am happy or I feel super grateful, I fucking cry. So I think that's where I'm like, I just really want to focus on doing the thing instead of fucking getting all sucked up and emotional and start crying.
But also I feel like that aligns with your message of with your presentation about authenticity and building an audience, being true to your fucking self.
I guess so you are correct. Thanks, Matt. Okay.
Yeah. Roll with it.
I will.
Then everybody else in the audience can start crying with you. You can make it.
Let's go, everyone.
Yep. I'm sure we've got some coach friends that are going to be there that are listening to this.
You know that? What's that Snoop Dogg? I want to thank you for thanking me for thanking you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have that like in the back of my mind. You're pretty hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're making it happen for sure. So yeah, I'm excited. That's coming up really here.
I know. I get to see you next week. Exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. It's gonna be cool seeing you up on the stage like that. Gonna be fucking rooting for you hard. We're gonna be out there. I'm gonna be sitting with Mike and Johnny. I'm assuming, is Johnny going?
No. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's there.
Everyone's gonna be there.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and you're on the slides. Some of my slides, obviously, because I'm like part of it. There's one part where it's like building a community. Mm-hmm. And that's what me and you have done with like Cut the Crap. Like we've built our community. And with our meet and greets, so I'm going to tell people like, you know, do meet and greets. It's just part of the whole thing. Yeah. So, and then also
so
like start podcasts.
So rewarding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love our meet and greets. How cool is it that we get to meet you guys all over the fucking like states and hopefully out of the country at some point.
At some point. I mean, people keep telling us to go to Canada. So we've done a soft verbal commit to that. Just not a hard.
Yeah. We have a lot of Canadian peeps that I love that. I'd love to go to Canada next since it's actually really closer to me that. Whatever part.
Yeah. And once
that is
something that, and it's going to happen,
right.
It'll be more feasible when the podcast perhaps grows a little bit more. I think just because Canada is fucking huge and it's really isolated in a lot of places. So we would love it if people can show up. So if people can recruit friends or something too, for sure. So we'll get there though.
Yeah.
Speaking of meet and greet, and we're not really catching up on each other's shit yet. Meet and greet's coming up in a couple of weeks.
I know. We got ours in Florida. I believe it's Sanford, Florida, March 23rd. The Black Bear Wildlife Preserve in Sanford, Florida, I believe.
Yes. Same place we were last year for the first big one that we did.
Yeah.
The first one we did in Ohio, which Kelly came to. Shout out to Kelly.
Yeah. She said she couldn't come to this one. She tried to get tickets and they were too expensive. So
Yeah, I totally get that. Totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have a client coming down from North Dakota for the meet and greet.
That's what you said.
She messaged me. She said she RSVP'd to it, and I checked, and she did. So I'm just going to confirm with her. Like, does that mean you're going to be there? Right. So
right. Nice.
Wild. So that'd be cool.
That would
looking forward to that. Shout out to Kristen. Mm-hmm. Other than that, how's Florida going?
So we've been here a little over a week. It took us 4 days. We went slow. And yeah, so we're just getting acclimated, really settling in and leaving again. So yeah, it's been nice. It's been nice to see my sunrises. And on the way here, I did a little documentation of how to get 10,000 steps a day on a road trip. And admittedly, it was a challenge for myself. That's how it started. And I'm like, I wonder if this could be possible. And at first I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. Let's see. And actually ended up being easier than I thought.
Okay.
Because when you have intention and you want to get something done, you'll do it. Like I believe full heartedly, like anyone that has an office job, I'm sorry, but you can get, even if it's 8 to 10,000 steps a day, yes. I guarantee you can do that.
It's 100% possible.
Understand the possibilities. Like I think a lot of people think they need to put their watch on and go on the treadmill for an hour. And that's the only way they can do it. When they don't understand, like your steps, as soon as you put your watch on, start adding the second you wake up. The second you wake up, you're making breakfast. You're getting steps and you're doing
things. You walk to brush your teeth. You stroll while you're brushing your teeth, right?
I mean, that all counts. You don't have to have an actual, like, I got to get on the treadmill for 30 minutes to make sure I get my 5,700 steps or whatever you're doing.
Yes. That's when it becomes obsession. And that's not the goal. That's not the intention behind having a step goal, honestly.
Right. Right. It's just getting more movement in. So what I did was every gas station we stopped at, I just walked around because there was three of us. Someone would get gas and then someone else would be in the bathroom. Someone wanted snacks. So I took it upon myself to just walk around the parking lots, and that shit added up. And then at night, I think one time I had to get it was 10 minutes on the treadmill in order to finish my 10,000 steps. And that was nothing. And then I would get up early before everyone was even up, and I would go on either the treadmill or I would take a walk outside of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there would get me 4,000 to 6,000 steps to start the day off.
Fuck yeah.
So it's like planning. You can get up early. You can become a morning person. It's just, you have to choose this. It's a choice.
And you have to make that choice every day, or for the most part.
That's
most
the days. Thing. Yeah.
Because you're going to have some days where you don't. That's just not realistic to say that you have
right.
that priority. But you do have to make that decision every day to be that person, to set that intention of, I am going to be I am an active person, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I am somebody that values my health and my mental well-being and everything. So I'm going to do these things because that's what promotes that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of messages of people saying, wow, I can't believe you did that on a road trip. Then I could do that.
12 hours of driving a day, I'm assuming.
I was like 9.5.
Yeah, 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a job right there.
Yeah.
Somebody going to job for 9 to 10 hours a day.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Shift anymore.
And none of my steps, all of them were built up throughout the day, obviously, except if I started early in the morning and got a lot in, like to start my day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an excuse, and I'll call it an excuse, but we hear very often from people that are working in offices, it's so hard, when really it's not hard. What, like right now, Beth, you and I are talking, and you're standing while talking to me. That is one thing almost everybody in an office job can take advantage of, is standing while they're making phone calls.
Mm-hmm. You could pace.
Sending an email.
Like I would pace my house. That all counts.
Yeah, have walk and talk meetings. They're going to be more productive meetings, actually. Something I actually did occasionally, and then I encouraged when I worked in corporate. So like, we're not just talking out of our asses here. I actually worked in corporate for almost a fucking decade and that was when I started my weight loss journey and my fitness journey, actually. So it kind of evolved through that entire time and it got to the point where I actually ran health and wellness challenges before I ever became a personal trainer. So I've been really for a while in the heat of it. And one of them was always the step goals and encouraging people to find more movement throughout the day. And so that's kind of really translated with the clients and everything and the advice we give online.
You can take like walk breaks at lunchtime. I mean, if I worked in corporate,
yes,
I would absolutely guarantee I would be finagling ways to get movement in. And I'd like to say, like, we have desk jobs. I don't think people understand that our job as online coaches, we are on the computers a lot.
We're not with clients anymore.
We're not. I used to be an in-person coach, and I actually now have to, I didn't have to worry about my steps then. I was like always active. right. teaching classes and stuff. But now I really have, I do have to plan it. Mm-hmm. I do work for myself so I can make my own hours, but I have Zoom calls at certain times. That's why now I got a walking pad. Do what you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just about your health. It's just really about your health and longevity. We're not saying this just because.
Yeah. We're not saying you have to do this to lose weight. It's definitely, right. it's incredible for weight loss. Like this is called non-exercise activity thermogenesis, what we're talking about here. It's
right.
You've probably heard us talk about infinite amount of times on the podcast yeah. by now, mm-hmm. but it's so effective for weight loss. But overall health is really where by improving all cause mortality long-term and mm-hmm. everything like yeah. improving type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. It can improve your cognitive abilities, fucking mental health. There's so many health yeah. benefits to having yeah. high step count with mm-hmm. just daily movement, just finding ways to seek out movement instead of being sedentary. Because we are sedentary yeah. as fuck as a society anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We drive to work and we go sit down for 10 hours a day. We drive back home for an hour. Then we rush the kids to mm-hmm. practice and we go sit there while they're at practice. Or maybe we go to the grocery store and things like that while they're at practice. A lot of parents stay and watch their kids at practice, which I get. But that's something I've always seen, though, too, is when I go to my son's baseball practices or the games and stuff. Mm-hmm. Most people are just sitting there. And I'm like, I can still watch the practice while walking, and for games, like I just walk for 5 minutes. I walk one lap around like the baseball diamond, right?
Yeah.
Get some movement in there before the game even starts. And then I'm focused for the game and did something to further my goals. So mm-hmm. there's always a way to get in more movement.
Yeah.
Movement.
Like you just have to be intentional about it.
Yes. Very intentional. And then it becomes, then just at first. And because then it starts to become a habit.
Yeah.
With repetition, it becomes a habit, and then your body's going to crave it. Actually, you start like, oh, you can start feeling the effects too when you have a low step day, or maybe mm-hmm. two of those in a row, and the impact it has on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get when I don't focus on overall movement throughout the day, I start to get lazy.
Yeah.
And tired and fucking just irritable. Mm-hmm. I'm so much happier when I get more movement.
For sure. I can attest to that. I mean, I just had a rough 2 week patch where I was dealing with that back pain. I don't think I talked about it on the podcast, but you and I talked about it. Dealing with some sciatica issues there. Now that fucking sucked, man. And
oh yeah,
I didn't work out for almost a solid 2 weeks, but I still was maintaining movement throughout mm-hmm. the day. So I did what I could. I still went on my daily walks because that alleviated the back pain and everything. And it was shooting down my hip even at that point.
Oh, that's the worst.
It was fucking terrible, really.
Are you better now?
I'm about 90% better. I got my first workout in Monday. I did a very, very light push session with just machines, just to uh-huh. how I was feeling, and I recovered. I felt great yesterday. I feel even better today. So I'm hoping I know by Vegas I'll be feeling good. So I've been doing like daily stretches, doing a lot of things to open up my hips and things like that. So it's been nice. Great. Yeah. As a parent, our days are filled with joy, challenges, and countless memories of connection. And let's be real here. More often than not, chaos can feel downright unavoidable. And in those moments, maintaining our peace and well-being are absolutely crucial. And you should know by now that I love talking about all things mindfulness. So this message is for all you mindful parents out there seeking a natural path to tranquility and presence. Cured Nutrition understands the unique stressors we face every day. Whether it's waking up early to take the kids to school or playing taxi as you shuttle everyone from practice to practice, let's not forget that you still have your daily responsibilities with your own career. That's why they created their Serenity Gummies, your go-to ally in managing the complexities of parenthood with ease. These gummies aren't just a treat. They're a blend of science-backed, health-supporting ingredients like full-spectrum cannabinoids, ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, and L-theanine. Each ingredient is chosen for its ability to support your physical, mental, and emotional sense of calm. Now imagine unwinding from the day's hustle with a natural alternative to alcohol, helping you to improve your presence, mindfulness, and overall well-being. Now oftentimes we turn to alcohol as a way to alleviate stress, but take it from someone that has a long look at his relationship with alcohol. That really only makes things worse. The Serenity Gummies offer a more holistic tool to have in your arsenal so that you can feel good about feeling good. I personally enjoy the passion fruit flavor. It's sweet with some kind of an earthy undertone. I'm no expert when it comes to tasting things. I just know what works for me, what tastes good. In addition to that, each gummy is precisely dosed to guide me to my happy place. Now, Cure Nutrition is offering an exclusive 20% off discount just for our listeners when you purchase Serenity Gummies. Visit www.curednutrition.com/CTC and use coupon code CTC at checkout. That's C-U-R-E-D nutrition.com/CTC, coupon code CTC to embrace a state of relaxation and balance. Remember, protecting your peace is just one gummy away. Now take a moment for yourself and find serenity in the midst of life's whirlwind moments, because you as a parent deserve to support your well-being and do something for yourself so you can continue serving others like the badass that you are. Protect your peace and pop a gummy. I did something cool that I've been kind of talking about a little for a while on the podcast, which is I committed to climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh yeah.
January 2025. Mm-hmm. I know I've talked about it before, but it's official. Like, I just put the deposit down for it. So
nice.
I got blood in the game now. So
there you go. I was supposed to do that for my 50th birthday, but I declined.
Yeah.
Declined. Go, Matt.
Fuck yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's
a trip
of a lifetime for sure. I'm looking forward to having a goal like that to push myself and really focus my training on really just feeling good, strong, healthy, right?
Because
that's what's required there. You don't need to have big muscles for that. That's practical, functional fitness training.
Right. So, cardiovascular health, for sure.
A lot of cardiovascular health.
Yeah.
Sure. My pack is going to weigh 40 pounds. Wow. Will be my I believe 40 pounds for my personal pack. And then you also hire Sherpas as well.
Yeah. They take you up there, right?
Yeah. It's a lot. You can't do it by yourself. That you will have to hire them. So they hike up your base camp, your supply. Yeah.
Do they cook meals for you guys too?
They do. Yep, so
that's awesome.
I mean, it's going to be tough, right? But that's going to make it easier. It's necessary.
Yeah.
After all, it's the seventh highest peak in the world. So.
Yeah. How many days does it take to get up there?
I believe it's 8.
Wow.
Of mountaineering. Yeah.
Damn. Oh my God. I'm so excited for you. Oh my God. Sure. That's awesome.
So I'm probably going to try to maintain a higher body fat percentage too. When I start the, mm-hmm. For the start of that hike too. I know that food and everything's not going to be scarce, but I'm just for my own
reserves.
More body fat is good in those situations. Right. So having extra body fat is good in a lot of situations in life. So.
Yeah.
Not saying I'm going to just intentionally go hard or anything, but you know.
I do know. I signed up for a half marathon in October.
You did?
It's the Mount Desert Island half marathon. I've done it before. It's in Acadia. So it's in the fall with all the leaves changing. It was probably my best half marathon I've ever done. My favorite. So I'm doing it again with Mandy. I'm excited. Oh,
yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. I'm sure you're going to be documenting some of that along.
Yeah.
Are you hiring a coach for this one?
I downloaded the Hal Higdon half marathon training app. I used to use it before.
Okay.
And so I just go by what he kind of programs in the app, like according to the days you're available, if you're beginner, intermediate, advanced. And so you can choose how many days you want to train, and he just gives you times and stuff. It's awesome. And then cross training days. I'm going to drop my strength training to 3 days.
Okay.
Do my upper, lower, full body.
Yep. That makes sense. Because your goals, your focus is shifting, right? So your training style is going to have to change for that.
Yeah. More running and then strength training to support the running.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of those situations where people ask us, which is better, right? Cardio, should I run first or do my strength training? Which one's more important? It's like, well, what's your fucking goal, right?
Right, right. And I'm not going to strength train on my long run day. I mean, it really just takes some thinking outside of the box. Like, does this make sense? Should I do leg day on a 10-mile run day? Probably not.
For sure. So. And same for me, for my training that I'm going to have to be having to do for the Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah. It's What's your training going to be like? Do you know?
I'm going to be doing lots of squatting, lunging, stepping up, step-ups, lateral step-ups. I said lunging, pushing, actually, and pulling, because we are mountaineering after all. So really the same things I'm doing, same things I'm always doing, just more of a focus on core strength and lower body strength and stability, honestly, because I'm going to be having that 40-pound pack, and it's like 44 miles in total that we have to hike from the base all the way up to the summit. And
you should start wearing a weighted vest every day.
I actually, on my walks, I'm going to start loading up my backpack that I use for hiking, and I've got some 10-pound plates. So I'm just going to throw those in there and start progressively overloading that then over time.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's a 22,000 foot elevation, I believe, which is wild.
That's 20,000 more, is it feet, than Katahdin? That's like 5,000
something.
768 or something like that. So
yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
I know. It's going to be fucking epic. They said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you get altitude sickness. They said everybody gets it at that altitude. There is no avoiding it. So we have to train for that even. And then
what happens when you get altitude sickness?
Well, that's the risk.
Do you vomit and shit? I mean,
it's almost a guarantee. If you summit, they said it's almost a guarantee that you will vomit at some point.
Oh.
But then also, if your altitude sickness gets too bad, they won't let you continue.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So you can do all this training. So that's why it's really important to train and have a really good cardiovascular capacity for this type of stuff.
I'd be bummed.
For sure. That's because that's a lot of time, energy, money going into that, everything, for sure.
Yeah.
But also, speaking of Katahdin, and I listened to the podcast. Did you listen to it yet that I sent you? Probably not.
No, I haven't yet.
Yesterday. Very cool podcast.
I think that's a book too, actually. The little boy that got lost.
It is a book. They reference the book. And then I guess they're also making a little film about it as well. Very cool.
That's cool.
Yep.
Do you want to tell people what you're talking about?
What podcast was that I was listening to? Oh, it was.
Is it the National After Dark one?
Yes.
National Park After Dark?
National Park After Dark, which is one of my favorite podcasts. I've talked about it here before. It's their most recent episode. It's about a 12-year-old boy that gets lost on Mount Katahdin in Maine, which is the mountain that Beth and I hiked a couple of years ago. And she does every year, for 9 years now or something?
Yeah.
So really cool. Yep. It's a survival story. So I'll just leave it at that. So go check it out if anybody wants to listen. It's pretty fucking cool. It's a good story.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, you know what I do want to talk about? Because I made a video about this the other day. Only it was actually a story and I made it into a video because I just needed everyone to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Links. I don't know if you get this, Matt. I get this. This is
what
and
is
I
it?
Want everyone asking for links for shit. Oh, like my glasses, my fucking necklaces, my t-shirts, my shorts, my watch. My shoes. Okay. When we get on social media, when we have gotten on social media, we are coaches. We are online nutrition, strength coaches. We are, that's what we work in, right? We help people with their health and wellness. Okay. I am not a fucking Amazon shopping center. If you want links to nutrition coaching, strength coaching, calorie deficit calculators, protein, maybe a challenge that I'm doing, anything that has to do with health and wellness, I will give that to you. But if you want something that has to do with a fucking necklace or a t-shirt, I don't got it. I don't have it. I'm not monetizing my shit. I'm not sponsored by fucking Nike. No one is paying me to give out links, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't have the bandwidth. Do you understand how much it sucks the fucking life out of me when I want to help people and all I get in my DMs is, where'd you get your necklace from? Can you give me that link? It's like you guys think I have a fucking section in my notes saved with all these links to hey, sure, hold on a second. No. No more links. I don't got it. Unless it has to do with Beth Farocco Fitness, I don't have links. So I just wanted to put that out there. It has nothing to do with anybody. I am not on TikTok or Instagram to sell what I'm wearing.
Right. And that's really the bottom line. You're not here to be an influencer.
I am not.
You're here to help people change. You're here to help people. You're here to influence people, improve their health.
Right.
Improve their life. Not to improve their earrings or whatever.
Imagine opening up your DMs, wanting to maybe help someone with a question that they have. And all you say is, can I have a link to where'd you get that? That is taking up my fucking DMs and it's making me not want to answer my DMs. Got I don't it. Like that. You
yeah,
know,
that's one of those things that, I mean, those fucking negatives that come with having a big platform like yours has grown to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have to conform to that. It's not why I'm not on social media.
Absolutely not.
I don't have to be a fucking link person. I will give you a link to my recipes. I'll give you anything, like I said, that has to do with
and
anything.
And for me personally, and I don't know how I feel about this, Beth, but when I see, I'm not thinking of anybody in particular. So if anybody listens shut up. I see coaches just always be spamming links.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Like to me, it's a credibility factor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to monetize everything you're fucking doing here, like to me, I question that.
Right. Annoying is that?
Very selective and why you're very selective of who we work with in terms of sponsors and things like that.
If you see a link from me and Matt from something, it's because we actually wholeheartedly love the product.
Yeah. Totally.
And most likely there's probably nothing in it for us. I support people that are small business, mm-hmm. that work hard, that I personally love and would like anyone else to try their stuff. But other than that, that's right. not my thing. I'm here to fucking help people. I'm not here to fucking tell you where my necklace is from. It bothers the living shit out of me. I got to tell you.
And speaking of supporting cool small businesses.
Dojoy.
Dojoy. Yeah. Very fucking cool, right? They created a reel using our audio from mm-hmm. our conversation last
week. One of our podcasts. Yeah. So and I truly love their bread. They are a small business from Cincinnati. I believe it's Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Yeah. I just chatted with them today. So
nice. And she's the sweetest woman. She just literally, she's like, I'd love to send you some of my bread. I know that you love high protein and high fiber. We make this bread and it's really good. I'd love for you to try it. And I was like, sure, absolutely. I'd love to try it. And it actually is so good. I mean, for 7 grams of protein per slice, 11 grams of fiber per slice. I mean,
that's incredible.
Hello. Really probably the highest protein I've seen in bread.
I would agree.
And actually tastes good.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. So they said, they're sending me something as well, they said. And I'm really, nice. Really looking forward to it. And like, always looking for ways to give new recommendations to clients and to our followers and listeners and shit. So,
yeah. And they literally make the bread themselves and they will package it themselves all nice in their little packaging. It's just a small business and they sell out very quick.
Small businesses and they're local.
When I put my little code, cause she's like, I can give you a code. I'm like, sure. I don't expect anything. I'd love it anyway. I'd purchase it without getting it for free.
Right.
And they sell out very quickly because they do make it themselves. So they can only,
that's craftsmanship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Cool.
I can't wait for you to try it. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Hopefully I don't have to, I'm sure it'll come after probably I get back from Vegas. So I'm going to have to wait.
I told her she wants to send me more too. I'm like, don't send it now. I'm not going to be here.
I should probably message her back and tell her that too. Like, hey,
tell her you're going to be gone. With me and that we're both coming back at the same time.
I don't
time.
Want to get wasted and go bad. So
yeah. Cause I put it in the fridge.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Speaking of Vegas too, and companies we love and agree with and believe in, Cured Nutrition, our sponsor.
Are they going to be there?
I believe I saw that Joe from Cured is going to be there. I don't want to misspeak here, but I believe he might be. And if he is, I'm looking forward to meeting him. We've been talking about getting him on the podcast too, so definitely have to do that.
We need to figure that out. It's been a busy couple of weeks. We do have two guests booked.
Yes, we're getting back to guests.
Thank God!
Baby.
I finally sent Allie the link yesterday, and she booked for the end of the month. And then we have Dr. Josh coming on in a couple of weeks, I think. We're going to talk about ADHD, which I'm super excited about because I am not currently like diagnosed, but I wholeheartedly believe I have something.
Right.
That has to do with that. And I know Matt mm-hmm. has recently, you were diagnosed, correct?
Not yet. I'm starting that process. Actually, like 2 days after I get back from Vegas, I have my appointment. So the way that works is I have to meet with their therapist first.
Yeah.
And then they'll talk with me and they'll give me the recommendation and stuff. And then they refer me to their psychiatrist. So
yeah, this is process. The best
way. Yeah. Because getting a psychiatrist is fucking hard. Holy shit.
I know.
So you got to go through those steps for sure. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think there's some undiagnosed ADHD going on there for sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe even definitely struggle with anxiety and perhaps even depression. So if I'm being completely honest, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be all myself, my growth and like all the work I've been doing on my mindset and mental health is last year or so is really coming to fruition now, I suppose. Mm-hmm. The doing the hard, dirty work that's not necessarily pretty, but necessary. Yeah.
Health is not just fat loss. It's mental health too.
For sure.
You know,
when you feel good, you take care of yourself. Like when you feel good, you move well and things like that. So it's
all connected.
Without good mental health, like physical health is so much harder to attain.
Yeah.
They really do go hand in hand. It's not a question of which one.
I mean, if you got anxiety and depression, I get like, it may be hard for you to get outside. It may be hard for you to get to the gym, you know? Mm-hmm. I understand that. I also understand just doing it is also,
somebody might be listening to us and like, you guys sound like assholes. No, it's like, I can speak from personal experience.
Yeah.
When I was struggling really badly these last, 6 months ago or 3 months ago, I don't really know when that was at this point. It seems like so long ago, but like that was the hardest thing for me to do was just to get out on that walk, daily walk. But I still did it almost every single day. I'm not going to lie. There were some days when I didn't, but almost every single fucking day I did. And I was always better off for it.
Yeah.
Even though if it seemed like this big monumental task, like the hardest thing ever in the world. You have to fucking show up for yourself in some capacity, or else you're not going to be able to drag yourself out of it, man.
I know. I mean, I'm on anxiety medication. I've been struggling with anxiety since I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I get it. I used to have such bad panic attacks. I've gotten sent to the hospital. I was life flighted off fucking Captiva Island when I was 17 after my dad died.
I was going to say, was this related? It started after your dad died?
Literally after my dad passed away, I struggled with incredible anxiety to the point where, I was in the hospital. It was so bad. I thought I was dying from a heart attack. My heart was like always racing. I had like out of body experiences. It's just like, you're looking outside and you could see yourself it's like, you don't know how to get out. It's unexplainable. Anxiety attacks and panic attacks are so scary. It's like, you literally feel like you're going to fucking die.
Mm. I don't believe I've ever, I would know ever had one, and I haven't.
It's sheer panic.
Yeah.
Almost like, okay, oh my God. Like you feel like you're going to pass out. You're going to fucking have a stroke.
Mm-hmm. So we get it. It's fucking real. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. It does suck.
But there is always a light at the end of the tunnel.
There is. And movement helps. It does.
It really
getting outside.
Does.
I mean, I can't tell you how much it helps.
I mean, we can all attest to that too, right? Seasonal depression, a very real fucking thing. And at least in Ohio, these past few days, we've had some 70, 75 degree days. And like, no fucking wonder I'm feeling better, right? Mm. Like I'm having better days because I'm sun's out, man. I'm outside.
Yeah.
I'm doing things I enjoy. So
sun's out, guns out.
I'm already seeing, like, with my clients too, for sure. Sun's out, guns out. You got to vitamin N.
Vitamin nature, guys. Get out there.
Even if it's just going outside, taking your shoes off and sitting in the grass for like 5 minutes, just ground yourself for a few minutes. Those are those small little things that don't take much that really allow you to just be in the moment.
Yeah.
Mindfulness.
Yeah. Mindfulness.
Mindfulness is incredible. Because that's actually, I'm going to shout out that podcast episode again. National Park After Dark, the one about the boy on Mount Katahdin, because that was a really prevalent theme of that episode was mindfulness and this kid's mindset. 12-year-old fucking kid lost on Mount Katahdin for 9 days, by the way, and survived. It was because of his mindset. So they dive, they talk about that. And he talks about that actually, because there's a book that was his story written as told by some author too. So,
oh wow,
really fucking cool. So mindfulness is important. Like whatever you believe, you can actually make happen.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to believe it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't necessarily believe it, like fucking fake it till you make it.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying toxic positivity and things like that, but you got to believe, like there's going to be days when you don't believe in yourself for sure, but you still have to, at the end of the day, believe in yourself, even when it's hard for you not to.
Mm-hmm. I can relate.
Yeah. You can be your biggest critic or your biggest supporter. And I tell you,
the
critic isn't going to get you fucking anywhere. It's really not. How is that? Like everybody's been that asshole to themselves before.
Yeah.
Everybody has. And where did that get you? Feeling like shit, sad, depressed, lonely, anxious. Doesn't take you anywhere good. So after this podcast is over, I'm going to go pick up Riker from school.
Mm-hmm.
And excited because he's wanting to start working out again. He hasn't been feeling well. He's had this whole thing and he kind of fell off track. And baseball season's coming up soon. And so he's wanting to get back to it. So we're going to do a workout in the gym when we get home.
Good.
Yeah. Crappy weather, Dad. But
it's
still good. I'll take
it. It's raining here today too, but oh well.
Oh, is it raining in Florida for 5 minutes?
Yeah. It's super humid. You'll be here soon.
I will be.
Oh man, we're in the same place, Matt. I love it. Well, not the same. We're in the same area.
Same area? Okay.
We're a block from the last place we stayed.
Okay. Closer to the beach or further away from the beach?
A block away further.
Okay. So we get some more steps in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a fun video that we made too when we were together last time. Was
I know. We got so much shit for that, to be honest. Oh, it's easy to get steps when it's warm out.
Yeah, we really did. But you know what? Those are the same people that are going to make excuses for something else why they can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter where we're at. Like this advice applies anywhere. Yeah, granted, you can't just walk down to the beach in Ohio in February. But the idea behind it, like we were being.
Do you want us to do like a fucking blizzard? How to get your steps in a blizzard video?
Yeah.
I mean, challenge me, and I'll do anything. Trust me. I'll fucking make it work.
Because a few years ago. This is when we were having a bad winter here in Ohio, when I was in my prime on the old TikTok. I did a live stream in the middle of fucking blizzard-like conditions when I was on my walk.
Did you really?
I did. I was like, you fuckers complain about an inch of snow. I'm going to go. And so I live streamed the entire fucking thing.
This oh my God, that's awesome.
2021 or so.
Right.
Yeah. I had probably 10,000 followers at that point, but I still did it. That was fun.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's awesome.
Oh, so one thing I think I'm going to do when I'm in Vegas next week. So I'm flying in Saturday night, crashing with Hunter. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that suggestion, by the way. That was
you're welcome.
Awesome hookup. And now his brother-in-law is coming now.
His
too,
brother, so. Tucker. Yeah.
So we're going to, yeah, it's going to be fucking frat house.
I was going to say a meat party.
No. Yeah, for sure.
Meat. What are you guys doing?
Sunday, I'm going to do a hike though. I think I mentioned this before.
Yeah,
I found the hike that I'm going to do. So I think I'm going to post into that the coaches group for that event and see if anybody else wants to join me perhaps. So It'll take like 4 or 5 hours or so.
That's cool.
Black Rock Mountain, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. It's like 2,200 foot of elevation gain. So yeah, and it's like 6 or 7 miles. So it's a nice little, it's a fucking hike. It's a good hike.
Nice. That's going to be in the 70s. It's not going to be too hot.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's probably perfect weather.
I have my Mountaineer mat hat, my mountain mat hat. Keep the sun on my face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was going to say something and I totally forgot.
Yeah, we were wanting to use this whole episode to talk about the 10,000 steps thing and talking about the office stuff. Is that what you were wanting to follow up with, or was it not related to that?
It wasn't related to that because we already just talked about that.
Here's our ADHD brains kicking in here.
Yeah, see?
Something that I came back to when you were talking about your road trip and coming down to Florida from Maine, this reminded me of something I saw when I was driving to Pittsburgh for New Year's, I think. Mm-hmm. When we went to the turnpike to get some gas, as we were leaving, we looked over on the side of the road in the parking area there, the rest area. And there was this guy with a kettlebell doing goblet squats.
Oh, yeah.
Goblet squats in the fucking parking lot. So like, there's always a way, like using a road trip, pop out a set of squats really quickly. Why the fuck not?
Oh yeah, totally. That's funny you say that because when the treadmill was broken in the hotel, I was like, all right, what am I going to do? I'm going to walk around the hotel because everyone was still sleeping. I'm like, what am I going to do? Go back in the fucking room. And there was other people out there doing the same thing.
Yes.
I was like, see, these people are traveling and they're out there doing that same fucking thing. And this woman was like, oh my God, you're doing it too. I was like, yeah. She's like, I do this all the time. It's like,
especially if you travel a lot, it's fucking necessary. It's necessary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even over the road truckers, like long haul truckers are like, I've been seeing and hearing more of that too, with truckers getting more steps in and finding and working out in their cabs or their trucks, even with resistance bands or kettlebell. I follow a few of those accounts on TikTok actually.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I've worked with one client that was a long haul driver as well. So it's a challenge. That is definitely
for sure.
Because they're
on time limits, I'm sure. Yeah.
Time limits, and then they have to get enough sleep by law. So it's definitely a challenge for truckers too. There's always a way. I'm not saying it's easy, by no means. Truckers
that's
really
the thing.
Have it hard.
It may not be easy, but there is a way. Yeah, I think that's important for people to understand that.
Yeah.
Obviously, always it's easier not to do it.
It is. And that's the thing. It's not easy sometimes. So.
Everything is literally easier said than done. Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Easy doesn't mean practical sometimes either.
Right. Absolutely. God, this thing was on the tip of my tongue, Matt.
Well, I know one thing I wanted to talk about. So if you want to
go for it, okay, I may come back. So, I may circle back.
That's totally, totally cool. That's how it rolls around here. We run the Mindful Eating Group Coaching Program, and we just entered week 4 on Monday. So during that call, we were talking about problem solving and as it relates to our relationship with food and just kind of everyday life. And one of the problems that our clients were talking about was food, having food, access to food, like in the office and at events and social events and things like that. Like it's always around. So like, how do they say no to it? Right. So it was funny that it was ironic that this happened because on Monday when I went to the gym, it was like 5:45. And some context about my gym is it's also like a food pantry and a homeless shelter as well. It's a nonprofit. So they're always doing like food drives and giving away food and stuff. And 5:45 rolls around and the guy that was running the front desk, he says, Hey Matt, if you want some food, it's in the front room. Take whatever you want. You just got to have it out of here by 6. I was like, oh, sweet. So I was like, fuck yeah. Maybe I'll get some dinner or something because they're always cooking really good food there. It's like, I'm going to get some dinner or something to see what they have. Well, I go out there and it's like nothing but donuts and pastries and cookies and sweets and things like that. Not to knock on that. Like that's cool. Obviously I approve of those. Like definitely have those. But I was mindful in that moment. I got really excited about them at first. Like, oh, I'm going to get some donuts. And I'm like, what kind of donuts can I get? And I was like, I just stopped. I was like, why do I, I don't need this. I didn't want this. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, there's no purpose for me having this. And I was thinking to myself, like, you know what? I've got candy at home. I mean, better candy, homemade stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't need this stuff. So I was like, I kind of walked through that mindfulness moment there and talked myself out of going, like, grabbing a fucking box of donuts for no reason. Mm-hmm. And then, you know damn well, eating six of them or something.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like you just said, you have to continuously have that conversation with yourself.
You
in the moment. You have to pause and don't be like, just start grabbing shit. Pause. Okay. Do I really need this? Like, I can get this at any time, to be honest. Is it something that is going to serve me today? Maybe, maybe not. It just depends. It's okay to say yes. And it's okay to say no. It's just,
it's when you're saying no all the time and denying.
Right.
Like, if you give yourself that unconditional permission to have the food when you want it, anytime you want, it doesn't fucking matter. There's no stipulations to that. But if you don't want it, you can say no. There's a stipulation. Yeah.
And maybe in more of a controlled environment.
Absolutely.
Like,
it's going to be
that kind of thing. It's like, grab maybe if you want a donut, maybe just grab one. You don't have to grab all of them because you're better off like having just a serving than if you're to grab six or seven donuts, you probably would have more than one.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I would have grabbed a picture of this, but I don't think I had my phone on me because it was a fucking one of those fold out tables, just full of sweets, like heaven. Right. Especially if you struggle with overeating. So like that's where mindfulness and mindful eating can really benefit that and repairing that relationship with food and not denying and restricting.
Yeah. Takes practice.
Yep. And I'm going to throw this out there. When you're going down that journey, you're probably going to overdo it at first when you start giving yourself that permission. That's part of the process.
Yep.
Part of the process. It won't always, it won't continue to happen.
Exactly. Now I remember because...
You remember what you were going to say? Yeah.
Yeah, because it had to do with my challenge. And then you just talked about your mindful eating challenge. I'm like, okay, yes, that's what I was talking about. We're choose the winner tonight
of the
consistency challenge. So we narrowed it down to like six people. And I have a meeting with the coaches after this to, you know, go over it a little bit. I think we're going to end up spinning the wheel. And I hate choosing one person when I feel like more than one person deserves it.
Like everybody showed up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and the winner gets $1,000?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. And there was, how much was it to enter?
119.
That's awesome. What a return. And on the monetarily and I mean, the health too. You can't put a price tag on that, but winning money is fucking icing on the cake.
We gave away Amazon gift cards every week too to the person that was most consistent of our weekly challenges. So we did like $200 gift cards to Amazon every week. We wanted to keep people engaged.
That's so funny.
To see that they can be consistent. Because people lose momentum. Second, third week, they start falling apart. So to keep the momentum going, you got to do the little bribes sometimes.
At first, I mean, that is a very valid strategy when you're trying to build a new habit or create a new habit is the reward. Let's not reward ourselves with food, right? Let's find better ways to reward ourselves. But for sure, that's so funny that you did the weekly giveaways too, because we did weekly Starbucks gift cards to people that were consistent and were posting stuff on social media and stuff. So I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So challenge went well then. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
Speaking of challenge, I need to ask you a question. So we're going to start another challenge in April. But I struggle with when to start it because April 1st is a Monday. Prime time to start a 30-day challenge. But that's also April Fool's Day. I was like, I don't know if I can market a challenge to start on April Fool's Day and nonetheless start a challenge on April Fool's Day.
I don't know. Why not?
I don't know. Maybe that's one of those self-limiting beliefs or like I'm talking about. Is it practical or not? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's technically the world doesn't end because it's April 1st.
Right. Right. I'm way overthinking it, aren't I?
Yeah. Fucking start it.
Okay. Full
or do it on March 31st and go from there. And then say we'll start on March 31st, but it technically is really, I don't know.
We'll spend March 31st getting everybody set up. There we go.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just had that thought literally a couple hours ago. I was like,
Yeah, that's overthinking.
Way overthinking. But I'm excited for it. So last challenge was great too. Really excited for it.
Challenges are fun. I like doing them.
I've really fell in love with them when done right. And when you get good engagement and everything, if you do
a
good job at, you know, encouraging engagement and consistency, which I know you guys do a really really good job at that.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well,
I guess that's it.
That's it. You guys,
next time we will be recapping.
We'll be in Vegas.
We'll be recapping Vegas. Next time we chat here.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. So if you are interested in our Florida
Yes.
Meet and greet March 23rd. I believe, will it be in the show notes to
RSVP?
Please RSVP. Let us know you're coming. We'd love to see you.
We're up to like 11 people right now. So yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting.
Super exciting. I think that's how many we had last time. Probably 11 or 12 or so.
Last time, I think we had closer to 15.
Maybe more. People. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Because a couple of people brought their spouses as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
All right. Yep.
Link all right.
Show notes. We'll chat with you later.
Peace out.
Boy.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. So why not share with a friend who needs to hear it? Send us a DM on Instagram or email us at cutthecrappod@gmail.com and join our Patreon at patreon.com/cutthecrappodcast. As always, we appreciate you and thanks for being here.